It's called a Cartesian diver, named after Rene Descartes. It actually uses an eyedropper. So if you have one of those old glass eyedroppers, that's perfect for it. This is just one of those old glass eyedroppers. Right. And if you take a look down here, I have a glass of water. The eyedropper will sit here and it will float in the water because there's a little bit of air inside. So if you squeeze some of the bubbles out like this, and you pull some of the water in, it will just kind of barely float.
Yeah.
So that's the secret. You want it to barely float.
Okay.
Now I've got a soda bottle. So here's our soda bottle. Here's just a plastic soda bottle.
And you can use any size soda bottle.
Absolutely.
This, right?
It's just easier
a
to squeeze
giant
this
one
way.
Even.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drop it in here like this. Notice it's almost full to the very top. That little part right there, it's almost full to the very top.
That's important.
And close it up. And now you have a really cool thing because if you put water inside that little eyedropper, the eyedropper will become more dense and will sink. So watch this. As you squeeze.
Abracadabra.
I made you one right there. Here's yours right there.
Excellent.
Right, so you get to play as well. So here is the, so it's a Cartesian diver. As we squeeze, water goes up inside and it falls down.
Well, mine's
now,
really diving well.
Why in the world would you ever tell a kid that you're squeezing? Would you ever tell a kid that
no,
you're squeezing?
No, you would never tell that. And they're fascinated by it.
I grew up in the Denver public schools. And so the time I got in trouble in kindergarten was when for a nickel, we could find out if you had a magnetic finger or not. So you just put your finger by the bottle. And some kids that you liked worked. And some, I had to return all the money. But then you can't find these eyedroppers anymore. And so look at the modern day version. This is what our chemistry teachers are using, these plastic pipettes.
Oh,
remember using those before?
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
in chemistry,
squeeze
yes.
Up. So here's what we're doing. The secret here is that you've got to weight them. So a little plastic piece that's there, and we put a hex nut on it. So a little hex nut goes right there.
All right.
So there's a piece, and now we just cut off the end like this, and we have ourselves a Cartesian diver. Fair enough?
Are so we're using this end,
yeah,
right?
So this kind of goes down inside, and the same thing will happen there. So I'll pop this one out so you can kind of see what happens. So this guy comes out, and this guy is in. And so this is kind of a modern day version of the classic Cartesian diver.
Instead of an eyedropper. Oh, there you go. Works just as well.
Now, if it sinks all the way to the bottom, it means it's just been a little too heavy, and so tapping it will cause it.
Oh, I see.
So now it's almost like a barometer, so we could set it on Kathy Sabin's desk and eliminate that need for all the thousands of dollars.
So
can I show you the favorite?
Because this is very fancy.
This is the same eyedropper, but I just put this lure over the top of it. So this is Squiddy. So Squiddy goes down inside like this.
Is that
fun?
Oh, look at Squiddy go. How good is that?
And so now I'm going to show you how to really, really mess with the kids. So what you do is this, is that you tell people that you want to borrow a hair. So you go like this. So you just, here, let me borrow it. I know your contract says don't touch the hair. But now this, you wrap around like this, and then you just pull. So you see how you pull it down, and then you let go, and it'll go back up, and then you pull again.
You,
is this good?
Ages 2 to 5, you are the hit of the evening.
This
They'll
fun?
Just do it for hours. Oh, yeah, they're totally
Or they just hire the clown, either one.
Or,
I just go to a lot of dinner parties.